and welcome to this TCS podcast. My name is Mark Kobayashi-Hillary. In this podcast, we're going to be talking to Mike Scott. Mike heads up innovation for TCS in the UK and Ireland, and I caught up with him to ask about some of the questions to do with innovation and how it can be practically applied to a global services company such as TCS. So why is innovation so important to you as a service company at TCS? So what do you think is the rationale for offering innovation as, you know, as a value or an attribute that you can sell rather than anything other, such as, say, reliability?
I think you have to look at what innovation is in its essence, yeah? And it is really about looking at the future solutions for any IT company. Yeah. A TCS is a service company. Has a really excellent global delivery model. Its track record and delivery to customers is second to none. Yeah, but you have to look at what's in the best interest of the customer. IT technologies are moving at a very rapid pace, and in the next 5 years, they're really going to take off with the introduction of broadband to the last leg of the network, where it's effectively a commodity. So the IT world is going to change very dramatically. So what we have to consider, what's in the best interest of our customers, and also, of course, how does TCS become aware of what the leading edge technologies are? So it's really important that we service our customers properly in the total whole sense, whereas not only do we offer them a service offering, we can also engage them on what they need to do for the next 1 to 2 to 5 years to be competitive and rely on TCS to provide holistic and correct information about the future. Selling it as a package is more about a collaboration with the customer, client, and our key suppliers of actually coming up with solutions that fit the customer's needs.
Okay, so really then, I suppose, you know, as a sort of service delivery package, can you actually commoditize information and offer it as part of your service? Or is this much more about collaboration with partners then?
It is about collaboration. You know, the new wave IT world is more about collaboration than it ever has been in the past. You know, people run proprietary IT systems. That's not going to be true in the future. Slowly but surely, collaboration is going to be a fact of life, whether you like it or not. TCS is a key partner in that collaboration. To some degree, it can be packaged up, so we can actually be paid to tell them what our vision of the future is in their particular industry vertical, and also on the horizontals that cut right across, like billing and telecommunications or utility computing. Yeah, you can tell them those things and you can sell it to them. But a much better way of approaching it is a collaboration with real projects and real goals. Make sure our clients are well placed for the future.
Okay, something that companies such as TCS have talked a great deal about recently is this idea of global delivery and a global delivery model. It's really become increasingly important to a lot of service companies. Do you see this idea of global delivery and global delivery models as an example of innovative service delivery, or is this just a basic response to market conditions and market requirements?
I think it's piece of both of those questions. We'll take the first one. I think the global delivery model has come about because of the internet and the bandwidth that's available at a commodity rate, yes? If you think 10 years back, it was a highly expensive commodity, time delays, and the communications that surrounded those various parts of the globe where TCS deliver from, it was difficult. Now it's not true. It's easy, it's flexible, yeah, and you pick the right skills in the right area of the world at the right price. And given that the bandwidth constraints are no longer true, you can actually make that a very effective, quick response to the customer at the best price with the right skills. So I think it's a perfectly valid thing to do. Yeah?
Okay, and then, I mean, you mentioned then about the idea of this globalization of service delivery. And I suppose one way in which many of the Indian technology companies, such as TCS, you know, one of the particular ways in which they've promoted themselves over the past few years has been the idea of these robust quality control methods. So, you know, the idea of creating a factory for software development, say, and we've seen standards such as CMM, ISO, COPC, Six Sigma, they've all become very popular and they demonstrate the kind of quality of delivery. But, you know, these quality standards, they kind of put you in a box and they provide, you know, very strict procedures that you need to work within. So how do you create a more innovative delivery culture when you're also trying to sort of work within these restraints?
Yeah, I think that's in two parts. So I think the standardization of delivery is absolutely required. And when you're delivering fast and in an agile way, that is even more true. You need an absolutely rigorous environment to deliver. Now, the other part to that, how do you conceptualize solutions? You need people to be able to be freed up from some of those constraints to do that right up front, yes? So you need a few people to be able to conceptualize ideas, take ideas off other people. So that's a much more freer thinking way of doing things. And I don't believe CMM or Six Sigma really apply in those instances, but you have to make sure it's the front end where the ideas come out, yes? Then you apply the rigor afterwards. So you need both, yes? And you can do structured innovations in some ways, and there are a few software tools around that allow you to do that, like Creo have a software innovation structured approach. But you do need that free thinking model where people think about it at the top of their head or from past experience or adversity, yes? Where they've thought of ideas. You need an environment where they can be float to the top and become available to the company that you're in. So you need both, really. But I don't think a strict regime around delivery models will apply to a front end of conceptualization and innovation.
Right, so that would you agree then that that kind of maps also onto the global delivery model? Because then you have a solid engine underneath that like a delivery engine, but then you have a separate track that's closer to your collaboration partner as well.
Yeah, I believe that absolutely to be true. Yeah, the global delivery model gives you the constraints, the infrastructure, the configuration management, all the tools that you need to be able to do that on a worldwide basis. Yeah. The innovative thing, you need to set up a slightly different model, which is more of a collaboration, as in, as indicated by Web 2.0, but that's, Web 2.0 is just one of those tools that we'd use. But the collaboration environment, such as in open source technologies, is more akin to an innovative model. But it's still got structure there and a way of doing things and capturing ideas. But it's more about communications between people, collaborative tools. So it's slightly different away from CMM and Six Sigma. It's a collaborative environment and the tools that surround it.
Okay. So I suppose one thing that a lot of people often get confused about when talking about innovation is this difference between what's innovation and what's invention. And I suppose when people start talking about the idea of blue sky thinking and coming up with totally new ideas and ways of doing things, what would you sort of define as, is innovation then much more about the collaborative idea of like finding new ways to do existing things, and invention is something totally different, or do you find they're very closely connected?
They are connected. They are connected and different. Innovation, I think I'm correct in saying, is a different way of looking at things. Most of the solutions already exist. The components for that solution already exist. It's just a different way of looking at the problem is more about innovation. And I guess an example of that would be the iPod as a classic. All of those technologies, all of those components existed. Apple went in and they looked at the problem differently and they put those components together in a different way to that's ever been done before. Yeah. I think that's what innovation is about. I think invention is an out of the blue thought or concept, yeah, even though it might exist in some form or other, somebody's conceptualized and thought of it out of the blue, yeah, more like a eureka moment, yes, they suddenly thought of something completely out of the blue. And I guess a good instance of invention would be Einstein's theory of relativity, yes? Nobody had ever thought of it before. Those things didn't exist before, other than they physically existed, but nobody had thought of how to put them together, yes, as he did. He made the relationships between various physical things completely out of the blue. Nobody had done it before. I think that's invention. Yeah, and I think innovations is much more of a collaboration and thinking about things differently. I guess it's more about lateral or horizontal thinking, yes, or whatever which way you were to put it. But I think that's my experience of most innovations come out of adversity. When people have got difficult things to solve. Yeah, they need tools, they need concepts to be able to solve those problems, and they will do it. Yeah, and I think it's, you know, a very Darwinian approach to do it. If you need food, yeah, and you can't get it, and you need a tool to get it, you might do that, yes, but it's not invention. It's more of a Darwinian approach of survival out of adversity in most cases.
Okay, so just finally then, so just in summary, would you say that then, I suppose the key point is how do you create that sense of urgency?
I think my experience is that most companies don't have that sense of urgency, yes? In normal day-to-day business running, where things are running fine, yes? Most innovative practices come out when you're in trouble. So how do you get that to be a business as normal to get innovations out? You have to think that IT, in particular, the industry that we're in, hardly anything stays still for more than a year, yes? Your survival and your revenues are probably at stake, yes, if you actually don't go out and come up with innovative solutions. And innovative solutions is just thinking of the problems that are different. And the next 5 years are going to be really key to that, because the changes we're going to see are probably the biggest we're going to see in IT in the next 20 years, I suspect. And if you're not there at the front, you'll have your lunch eaten. You'll be gobbled up by somebody who is thinking about it. So if you're looking at your business and think everything's running fine, yeah, well, we know from past experience that's not true. Yeah, disruptive innovation comes along and it will take you out of the marketplace quite quickly, and you'll become an old-fashioned, redundant supplier quite quickly, and your customers will go to the people who have got the solutions that they need.
Okay, great. Thank you. Thanks for listening to this TCS podcast. For more information on Tata Consultancy Services, take a look at www.tcs.com.